The Gemara Maseches Ksubis Daf Pehei Amud Aleph tells us that Avimi Berei Devavo owed a certain amount of money to the people of Chuzoi. He owed money to the Bei Chuzoi and he sent Chama with the money to go pay up the Chayiv. But when he came to the place of Chuzoi and he paid up the money, he asked for the shtar back because they had a shtar that proved that there was a balance over here, that Avimi owed them money. And now that the money was paid up, Chama, who was the shliach of Avimi, asked for the shtar back because he didn't want them to further use this as a raya, that money was owed to them. However, they refused to return the shtar even after receiving the money because they claimed sitroinenu. There was another outstanding chayiv that was owed to us by Avimi. Avimi owed us money also mitzad a different chayiv. And we are taking the money not for the chayiv that's written in the shtar, rather we're taking it from that for that additional chayiv, and therefore we still can use the shtar to collect money because we haven't been paid off this chayiv yet. This money that we received from you, we are not taking on behalf of the chayiv that's written in the shtar, we're taking because of the sitroi, we're taking this money for the second chayiv, and therefore we are going to keep the shtar and we are going to subsequently use it to collect the money that is owed to us by Avimi. So what's the halachos? The Gemara says that Ravavo ended up telling Avimi that they have a migul, that they have the upper hand in this case, because they have a migul. They could say, lahadam, you never paid up a chlal, because unfortunately you didn't make sure to have the payment to them take place in front of Edim. Since the piroin of this chayiv didn't take place in front of Edim, he be'etzim could be kaifer in the piroin. He could say that you never paid me back. And since he could say lehayu dvar me'olam, he could completely deny the piroin of this chayiv. Memela, he is believed to say that there was a piroin, just it was on behalf of a different chayiv, and he's not taking it for this chayiv, and therefore he doesn't have to give back the shtar, the beichuzoy or nemo. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that even so, the shliach has to pay the mishaleach. Chama has to pay Avimi because he messed him over. He made a mistake. He didn't make sure to get the shtar back from them before giving the money. He gave the money and only then asked for the shtar. And therefore, there's a svar that letkunei shadrasicha, that I only sent you as a shliach to help me out for my benefit and not to ruin me and not to mess me up. And therefore, since I only sent you on this shlichus to help me out and you didn't help me out fakert, what you did was you caused me to suffer a loss. Memeilo, the shliach has to pay the mishaleach. But the Bechuzoi were correct in their argument that they don't have to return their shtar since the money was paid before the shtar was returned. Now, this is the Gemara, and the Ran proves a Yisoid in Choshen Mishpat from this Gemara. And says the Ran, if a loiva has two chayvis, two distinct and independent chayvis that he has to a certain malva, and he comes up to the malva and he pays back the amount of one of the chayvis, the malva could be taifis, the money that is given to him by the loiva on behalf of whatever chayv that he chooses to collect for. The loiva does not have the choice. The loiva does not have the option of choosing exactly which chayv he wants to take care of first. Rather, if he has two separate chayvis and he gives money to the malva, the malva has the upper hand. The malva could say that I am taking the money on behalf of one particular chayv, and I will collect the second chayv later on. This money is for this particular chayv. That's the Ran's psak that he derives from our Gemara. V'oid, says the Ran, even weiter. Even if b'shas matan mois, even if when the loiva is coming to pay up the money, the loiva says very clearly that he's giving the money l'shem chayv ploini. I'm giving the money to take care of that specific chayv that I have towards you. And the malva was shaysik. The malva takes the money and he doesn't object. Nevertheless, the malva could subsequently claim he took it for the other chayv. I took it for the other chayv. And that which I was shaysik b'shas matan mois didn't demonstrate any hoida on my part. And the reason why I was shaysik was simply because I wanted to have the ability to subsequently be taifis it and to decide which chayv I want to take it for. But that wasn't a haidah, and therefore, even if B'shas Matan Mois, the Loiva tells us exactly which Chayiv he's trying to take care of. Nevertheless, the Malva, even though he was Shaisik B'shas Matan Mois, could subsequently deny that, and he could say that he took the money for the second Chayiv, not the Chayiv that was the intention of the Loiva. And what's the Raya of the Ran? Zok the Ran, the Raya is, because if the din was that the Loiva has the right to choose which Chayiv to take care of, and when he gives the money, he could say that he's giving the money for Chayiv Pliny, even though he has two outstanding Chayivs towards this Malve, then Avimi would be able to taina that Beichuzoi must return the shtar that he wants after he gave the money towards them, to the Beichuzoi, because his kavana was not to pay off the second Chayiv that they are claiming that he has, but rather his kavana was to pay up the chayiv that was proved in the shtar. And since the chayiv that was proved in the shtar is what he intended to pay off, mamela, they would have to return the shtar, because it's within the loiva's authority to go ahead and choose which chayiv to pay off. And since the loiva is choosing to pay off the chayiv that the shtar is discussing, he could then claim the shtar back from the Bechuzoi, and the Bechuzoi have no right to decide to take the money for the other outstanding chayiv that they have. Memela, since that's not the halacha, says the Ran, since over here the Bechuzoi don't have to return the shtar, and they could decide that the money that was received by them was for the chayiv that wasn't proven in the shtar, but rather for the other outstanding chayiv, they could hold on to the shtar and use the shtar as a raya to the chayiv that now Choma was coming to pay off. And therefore, we have a yesod, the Ran Shpayas from the Gemara, that it's biyad ha-malve lehachlit. The malva has the right to choose which chayiv he is taking the money for, and the loive cannot decide which chayiv he wants to pay off first. It's up to the malva. Now, why, in fact, is this the halacha? Why should this be so? So there are two reasons presented by the Paiskim. Number one, the tour in Chayshe Mishpat Simen Pei Gimel brings down from the Balatrumas that the reason for this halacha is because of the concept of Eved Loivel Ishmalve. Eved Loivel Ishmalve, when you borrow money from someone, you are somewhat subjugated to him, you are somewhat under his jurisdiction and authority. Memela, you have a certain amount of Sheba towards him, therefore the Malva has the upper hand in this relationship, and the Malva could choose which Chayiv he's collecting for, even though the Loive specifies and articulates which Chayiv he wants to pay off. Number two, Zok the Tshuvas HaRashba and Chelek Beis Simin Lamed Zayin, that the reason why the Malva is the one that chooses which Chayiv to collect for, and the loiva doesn't have any ability to decide which chayiv to pay off first, this is based on the din of tfisa. The malva has the right to be tofes, and when it comes to a chayiv that is outstanding, the malva who is owed the money has the ability to grab it even against the will of the loiva. Memela, that's pshat over here in this halacha, that the malva could be the one deciding which chayiv is being paid off first, midin tfisa. So these are the two reasons given by the Rishonim for this halacha, that the malva is the one that chooses which chayiv to collect for. Number one, we have this svara brought down from the Sefer HaTshumas that is based on the concept of Eved Loivel Ishmalve. And number two, Zok the Rashba, that the halacha over here is not based on Eved Loivel Ishmalve, but rather this halacha is based on the din tfisa, the general halacha when it comes to Chayshe Mishpa. What is the nafkamina? The nafkamin is going to be, number one, what is the halacha with respect to other chayvis that don't pertain to the parsha of halva? If you have stam a chayv that is owed to an individual, and he's not a malve, and the other fellow is not a loive, does the malve, or does the one receiving the money, have the right to choose which chayv he's collecting for? Or could the one paying off the money decide which money he's paying off, which chayiv he's taking care of first? Who has the upper hand when it comes to stam a chayiv that doesn't have any application to hilchos halva? L'chayiv, it's going to be totally in the shaila. If the reason why the malva has the upper hand over here is based on the concept of eved loive limish malva, then that only applies by halva. But if we're talking about stam balchoy, that doesn't have any shaykhis to halva, then the loive would have the upper hand, and the loive could choose which choiv he is paying off first. Mashenkin, if the vort is that the malva has the right midin tfisa, then this would apply even when it comes to stam achoyv that has nothing to do with halva, because it's not based on the relationship between the malva and the loive. It's stam adin choyshe mishpot that the malva has the right to choose which choyv to collect for because of the din of tvisa. That is the shita of the Ran, and this is the psak of many rishonim. But the truth is that Rebbe Kiveger is troubled by the raya that the Ran brings from our Gemara. Because, says Rebbe Kiveger, what's the raya from Unzur Gemara? Perhaps we're talking about a case over here where the malva as well is maskim, that when he gave the money over here, he gave it for the choiv that is, that when he received the money, he received it for the choiv that the shtar proves exists. Norvos, what the malva is tining is that there is an existing choiv extraneous to this choiv that I'm collecting for, and that which over here the Gemara says that the Beit Chuzoi had a migo is not to say that the money that was given was for the outstanding choiv, but rather the money everyone agrees was for the choiv that the shtar proves, that the shtar discusses. And what the malva is now saying based on a migo is that there is an additional choiv, and that I could in fact collect money from you a second time for the payment of the additional chayiv. So Kiveger is a little bit bothered by this raya, because he says that lav dafka over here, the malva, who is the Bei Chuzoi, are claiming that the money that was received was the money for the additional chayiv. Maybe when the Gemara says that they're neman to say that it was sitroi, that means that they're neman to say that there is an additional chayiv, but not that the money that they received was in fact for the additional chayiv. Maybe the Bei Chuzoi as well agree that the money that was given by Chama was to take care of the money that the shtar talks about. But the machlekes between Chama and the Bei Chuzoi was whether, in fact, we should believe the Bei Chuzoi that there was an additional chayiv over here. And that is the machlekes. And over there we say that the Bei Chuzoi are believed because they have a migu. But Akoponim, this is the shita of the Ran. Lamaiso, this is a machlekes rishonim. And there's a ra'ah that's brought down in the Ritva in Maseches Shavuos Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, who holds that if in fact you have two chayvis that is owed by one individual to a second individual, even when it comes to halva, nevertheless the loive could choose which chayv to pay off first, and therefore if he articulates clearly which chayv he is paying off first, he has the upper hand, and the malva can't force him to pay specifically for one chayiv first before paying for the other chayiv. Rather, Zokter Ra'ah, the only time the malva can decide which chayiv that the money is being paid for is only in a case where the loive gave it stam. If the loive stam gave money, he didn't articulate which chayiv he's taking care of first, then we assume that the loive gave it al das, the malva, and the assumption is that the loive agrees to the decision-making process of the malva, and whatever chayiv he decides to take for, that is what the loive agrees to pay off first. However, if the loive articulates clearly which chayiv he wants to take care of first, says the Ra'ah, then the loive would be in the upper hand, in the upper seat, and then, in fact, the malva has no right to specifically take the money on behalf of one chayiv as opposed to a second chayiv. So this is a machlekes between the Ran and the Ra'ah, regarding the yodai al elyoina of a malve when it comes to two chayvis that are owed by a particular loive, and whether the malve has the right to collect first for a particular chayv before going ahead and collecting for the second chayv.